This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Contest time, 716-221-4WGR, 4947. Caller 5 wins a pair of tickets to see comedian Mr. Derek at Rob's Playhouse Theater tomorrow night. Or tomorrow, I'm not sure if it's at night. Mr. Derek was recently featured on the Joe Rogan Experience. He is one of the fastest rising comedians in the country. Here is your chance to win a pair of tickets. Visit robsplayhousetheater.com for details. I mean, it's a hockey game at 10 a.m., so...
Right, who knows? But yeah, I mean...
I insist that I saw a graphic last week for this upcoming Miami-Cal game that said 10 a.m., but it's 10 p.m.
Yes, or 10:30 even, yeah.
Or 10:30.
Yeah.
I insist that I saw a.m. because I immediately looked at it like, why?
Miami is at Cal at 10 a.m. That's weird.
Yeah, is the game sort of at Cal, but not really? Like it's in Prince Edward Island, actually, or something? Why would they play at 10:30 in the morning in Pacific time? But it's not.
Yeah.
So I'm saying it was somebody's mistake, not mine. Because why would I have ever wondered?
I'll buy that. Yeah.
You see 10, it's going to be at night.
Yeah.
Of course, with the Sabres tomorrow.
Especially with one of the teams represented on the graphic being from California.
Yeah. I've stood on that field.
At Cal?
Yeah, Berkeley.
All right.
We were there, I don't know, Marshawn Lynch maybe was still on the team or he'd just been drafted by the Bills somewhere in that time frame. And just driving around Berkeley for the first time in my life with my wife. And we got to the football stadium and just parked and let's get out, look at it. But that, like, you know, kind of a, so to speak, a Zamboni entrance, you know, like a tractor entrance was wide open, and we just walked right through it and onto the field and took pictures from midfield.
I love when that happens. Like, there's nobody around you. Like, I don't know, should we do this? Well, let's just
what's
go.
The worst
what's going to happen? I'm going to say, get out of here. I mean, I don't know. They're probably not going to cuff you.
We will leave anyway.
Right.
So
right.
We're not looking to move in. We just want to stay at the 50 for a minute.
Do you remember me telling you about the experience I had that was similar to that? This will be quick. At the Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
Yes, I do.
We were there. We're watching like dirt track. It's a whole comp. There's a drag strip and a smaller dirt track. And we were watching the dirt track racing on like the Friday or Saturday night that we were out there for the whole weekend for drag racing. And we were leaving to go get dinner. And there was like a gate was open. And then another gate was open. And then there was a tunnel onto the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove. I wasn't driving. I was a passenger. We drove the rental car in there and like parked in the pits and got out and just stood there like, nobody stopped us. We're on pit road in a, you know, whatever, a Dodge, Dodge Stratus probably, right? Is that the Will Ferrell Saturday Night Life car? Yeah, we're on pit road in a Dodge Stratus, rent a car, looking around. There's nobody there. Should we go take a lap on the track? Came up and we were like, no, definitely not. That would be pushing it. We're here. This is incredible. Let's all just take it in for a minute. I went and sat on the finish line and took some pictures, and then we got in the car and got out of there without trying to drive our Dodge Stratus through the banked curves of Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
That would have been a move.
Yeah. Not that they're super banked, but still, it's a racetrack. It was wild.
One more of these, the most recent one of these for me, is the football stadium at West Point. And I was there with my son last summer, and Ross Tucker had been talking about whether that was his favorite stadium, or I know he had done games there. It was at one point with us, kind of, I remember him sort of raving about it. And he and I, my son and I, are driving around the West Point campus, and got out, walked into the stadium, and the field had been removed. It was all just stones. Mm. But I know that from the opposite side from where we were, you can see out over the Hudson River,
right,
from like the top levels of that stadium, if not all of it, and that's got to be pretty good.
That's why Ross raves about it. Like, the setting is just spectacular.
Yes.
I think I watched a game from there earlier this year because I was just cruising through the guide and I saw somebody at Army and I went, oh, I wonder if Ross, and it was some other dude doing the game, and they're like, that stadium is being overhauled. There was like a lot of construction. Like, the view of the river was all just, it was cranes and like new bleachers and stuff, I think, getting built. But anyway, still pretty cool to see it like you did before all that.
They must be thriving.
Yeah, right.
Amazing. College football is actually, they're doing well, it seems. Just build new stadiums and upgrades. I tend to be very cynical about college football. I don't spend a lot of time sort of thinking negatively about it. I just have kind of lost touch with it, lost interest. And all the player movement, even it started with coaches doing the same thing, but all the player movement, it's just too much for me. I can't have that from college football. It's not a principle thing. I'm not objecting. It was hard enough with so many teams
and
conferences, and like, so there's so much material. And now all the conferences are mixed up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Players are playing for different teams every year, and I have to take a pass on that.
Yeah, I mean, how many times a game does someone describing the play say, you know, the catch by so-and-so who formerly was at Mississippi? Like, it's just like every guy is from some other college now, besides the college they're actually playing for then. That, you know, they don't do it all the time, but it happens a lot.
It happens a lot, and I don't know. It's a lot to digest. So we've talked about these Bills injuries here. Not insignificant. What they've got to deal with. Joe Mixon will miss the game for Houston, and I think that's good for Houston. Because if they feel that running the ball is not as going to be as effective, I think that that's probably good for them. You know, of course, if there's a pass rush here and you get Bernard or Douglas or one of these guys who has the touch for it to come up with a takeaway or two, then, you know, you're probably fine.
Yeah.
If not, I think you're in tough.
I agree with the premise there. I was sort of rooting for Mixon, and I guess I'll assume to some extent he would have been less than 100% with the way the week was going. Like, if he'd missed Wednesday and gotten back Thursday, limited, today limited, he's questionable, and he's going to go. Be like, okay, good. Like, you're probably not 100%. B, you got handed it, 30 times in the opener and scored 3 touchdowns. They're not doing it well. They're probably going to try to establish that. And I, especially off of what Baltimore did to the Bills last weekend, I would welcome that. I would rather have that. And, you know, even if the Bills give up 4.5 yards a carry, I would still feel like that's where I'd want to be. So without him there, I kind of doubt that they do that. I'm sort of with Sam. We had Sam Pedianovich on earlier today. Said, like, it's, you know, 35-40 throws for Stroud, and that's what I think the recipe looks like to me without Mixon there.
Davante Adams, want to weigh in on the tweet or the Instagram picture of Edgar Allan Poe? What are we doing with it? I need to know. I might see people this weekend who are going to ask me how to read into it, and I don't want to have to answer before talking to you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your faith in leaning on me in this matter.
Is he going to Baltimore?
I think he wants to go to Baltimore. That's what I would take that to mean. I don't know if he's going to Baltimore, but I felt like that was, hey, no one's saying Baltimore. I mean, you know, if he's paying attention, I'm hearing about, of course, the Jets. I'm hearing about the Saints because of Derek Carr. I've heard the Bills. I've heard the Steelers. Nobody's talking about the Ravens. I like purple. Here's a nice picture of Edgar Allan Poe. That's what I took.
I wonder if Adams is a fan
of the writer. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of us read those stories in school when we were kids, right? So maybe.
Pretty dark, right?
Telltale Heart.
Telltale
is the
Heart.
One I really remember the most. I don't remember reading The Raven. It's possible that I did, but I don't remember it. But Telltale Heart is the one that always got me.
Yeah, like Adams tweeting that, or not tweeting, Instagram, like showing that picture, what does he know? You're saying he might not know anything. He just wants it.
Right.
That's his new crush,
right,
of an idea. But does he know something that, like, it's not up to him?
It's possible he does know something.
I like the fit. I mean, Baltimore for me has made sense in this. They're a team that I include in consideration. Just even despite what they did to the Bills, they've lost 2 games, and they're not going to be able to do that to everybody. Just to have a weapon like that, it doesn't contradict anything about who they are. Really, like, you want to have good receivers.
Sure.
They have Flowers, and that's still kind of it. With Andrews not catching passes anymore, maybe that's over. Maybe that's just on hold. But they could use him.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills could use him too, but for the Bills, it would do that other thing. It would contradict so much of what they've built and stood for, talked about this year. So that's why I don't expect – that's one reason why I don't expect them to make this move. But that would not be true of the Ravens or really all the other teams, you know. The Bills, it was just such a sea change. And an Adams trade, like we've talked about a couple times this week, would contradict kind of how they've talked and what they have done here with the roster. So that's why I don't see it.
Right. I mentioned, I think, at one point this week that the timing of this Adams story coinciding with the Bills' visit to go see Diggs and the Houston Texans is it's impossible to miss. I mean, it's interesting or some other word I can't think of right now. I think in a sidecar now with that is that Khalil Shakir, who of course is not Stephon Diggs, and no one is saying he's Stephon Diggs, but he has been their leading receiver here through four games and was my pick to be their leading receiver for the season. And so now he also was the only receiver on the team that had caught a pass from Josh Allen in a regular season game, discounting the tight ends and the running backs here, okay? So now the only receiver who's ever caught a pass from Josh Allen in regular season games is not playing in the game where they're going to play the best wide receiver they had for the past four seasons. Tough one.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Football Friday. Picks at 6. We'll go around the league in a dash first after this break on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.